Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining me in the studio is Logan Ray, the owner of Slumberland here in Mexico. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Happy to be here. Well, thanks for having me.
You know what? We're glad to have you in here. This is kind of a... We've done interviews with you before here at the station.
Yep.
This is kind of a relaxed interview. Tell people a little bit about yourself, where you were raised at, a little bit about your family, if you will.
Yeah, of course. Happy to talk about Mexico and everything about it. But so about me, I was born and raised here in Mexico. I graduated from Mexico High School in 2012, and then my parents got sick and tired of me, so they shipped me off to college. And I started out in Fayette, going to CMU. I spent a year there, and then transferred over to UCM in Warrensburg. I finished there in 2016, and then I decided to move back home and help take over the family business, I guess.
Absolutely. I call Mexico a magnet. Sometimes we leave, but we always come back.
Yeah, I never thought I'd ever come back, but I tell you, once 2020 came around and COVID, I was pretty happy I made the decision to come back, because I had friends that, you know, stuck around Kansas City and bigger places like that, and life was very different for them compared to what it was for my family and I here.
So. Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that. We talked to you during COVID. You would come in and talked a little bit about your business.
Yeah.
I think a lot of businesses found it a struggle, a challenge, just to do everyday operations during COVID. You talked about the supply chain and how that was broken, and it was a little bit difficult to be getting furniture in and making deliveries. Has that kind of normalized a little bit now?
Yeah, it definitely has. We went through, our industry went through a little bit of a recessionary period in 2022, and that helped really ease some of the burden on supply chain, because that allowed manufacturers to get caught back up, essentially. But since then, I mean, you can definitely tell there's been an uptick in spending. And I think that goes for most retail industries where people are spending money. They are taking on more credit card debt, it seems like. But, the supply chain, since they were able to get caught up in 22, it's definitely eased it through 23. And now in 24, we're seeing a lot of more normal levels. It's still not back to where it was pre-COVID, but it is pretty dang close. Like, we've got some manufacturers that are back to their normal, but then there's some of the really big ones that are still not quite back to that, but they'll get there for sure.
Well, this is something that we've talked a lot about in the community. You know, during COVID, they called it the Great Resignation. And a lot of folks said, you know what?
Yeah.
The risk is too great. I'm just going to stay home. But we haven't seen a lot of those folks return to employment,
right,
and to the workforce. How have you dealt with this? Are you okay as far as employees and people
Absolutely.
Wanting to work?
Yeah, luckily we've been so fortunate. We're a tight-knit group, so we've been able to keep fully staffed for several years now. In fact, we've been adding people. We added a sales manager who's done fantastic to our team. And
is his name Andy?
I don't know if I want to throw his name out there. You know, don't know if there's anybody looking for him or anything. But he's been great. He's been a great addition to our team and kind of our personality of the store, I guess you could say. We've been really fortunate. We haven't had any struggles with employment or finding people to come help out at the store the last probably several years, probably 4 or 5 years now.
Very nice. So, we'll give another shout out to Andy, because the last week that the solar eclipse took place, Andy was out in the front line in the chair. He had his glasses on, and he was styling a profile.
Yeah. Oh, he was happy to do it. He was waving everybody, you know, as they were driving by. It was pretty comical. My dad and I did that at the last solar eclipse. Was that, I think, that 2017.
2017.
Yeah, we both went and grabbed some glasses and parked a couple Lazy Boys out in the parking lot, and so people get a good laugh. We like to have a lot of fun out at the store, and you know, people love our signs when they're driving by, and We think that we're pretty funny, but I don't really know if we
you are. My mom's always a gauge on that. She loves the signs when we drive by. Look at that. It's very funny. Yeah. Very funny. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take our first break here on Meet the Community. We're going to come back with segment number two. We're talking with Logan Ray. He's the owner of Slumberland Furniture here in Mexico this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.